Okay, today by Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Sota, and today we are learning Mishnah Gimel. The first Mishnah of the parak told us about a woman who is who's in violation of some sort of prohibition in the marriage itself. Almana Kohen Gadol, Grush V'Chlutzel Kohen Hadot, all of that. That she's not shosa the Mei Sota, because that's only when the Sota is in a marriage that she's allowed to be in. Now we're going to talk about a particular type of Asr marriage. And the Chum said that a person is not allowed to marry an almana or a grusha who is pregnant with or menekes or nursing a baby within the first 24 months of the baby's life. We assume that that's how long the baby stays on nursing. So Mishnah discusses if a man doesn't follow that kesera and marries either a woman who's pregnant with another man's child or a woman who is nursing another man's child, which again is a violation of an Issur Drabbanan, because the Chum were worried that she's going to neglect her child if she marries someone who's not the father of that child. If a man married his a woman who was pregnant with someone else's child or who's nursing someone else's child, she also does not drink the mesota, nor does she get her ksuba de Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's shita, because this is a forbidden marriage. The Chum say no, he can separate from her right now and take her back later on. So it's not a totally forbidden marriage, meaning the Chacham only holds that she's Asr right now. She becomes Mutter to him once the child is 24 months old. So since it's possible for him to take her back at that time, so she could drink the Mesota right now in order to vindicate herself for that time, when she, you know, for such time that she's going to become Mutter to him. Now another type of Asr marriage. A man has an obligation of Puruvu, and if he doesn't have any children, he's not allowed to marry a woman who's not able to have children, because he has to fulfill his obligation. If you have a woman who never physically matures, or she's already old enough that she's not able to have children anymore, which is very old these days, it seems that people, you know, fertility medicine works magic, so they shouldn't drink the mesota, nor should they collect their ksuba. So just like the halacha is with any woman who's aser, she's not allowed to drink the sota waters, and she loses her ksuba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yachalu Lisa Isha Acheres V'Lefrosu Libosimera. This isn't a forbidden marriage. He just cannot have this woman as his only wife because he has to have children. But he can marry another woman, and therefore she should be able to be shosa and notelis ksuba. V'shar kalanashim, every other woman o shosos o lo notelis ksuba, either drinks the mesota, and if she refuses to do so, then she's not going to get her ksuba. But if they do drink the mesota and they are vindicated by the mesota, then they are entitled to drink, then they're entitled to the full payment of their ksuba. Moving on now to Mishnah Dalet. So, Eishes Kohen Shosu Mataras Labayla. The wife of a Kohen drinks the Mesota, and if she's vindicated by the Mesota, good, so then she's allowed to go back and be with her husband. Normally, in Eishes Kohen, it's a little more sensitive, you know, in terms of becoming Asura Labayla, even if she's Nensa or something like that, she becomes Asura Labayla. But over here, if she's vindicated, she's vindicated. Eishes Saris shows. The wife of a man who's sterile is allowed to drink the mesota. The Torah says that if she's with a man other than her husband, she becomes a sota. So one might have thought that means that that another man who's capable of having bia with her or conceiving a child with her, rather, other than her husband, meaning that the assumption is that her husband is also capable of conceiving a child with her. And if the husband is not capable of conceiving a child with her, maybe the whole din of sota doesn't apply. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that an Eisha Saris does drink the Mei Sota. Now, in order for a woman to become a sota, you need to have kinoi, that the husband has to tell her, I don't want you to be alone with this man. So the Mishnah defines who is the man that the husband is mekane about. They call arayos mekane. It could be any of the forbidden relatives, chutz min hakatan misheina wish, except for a katan, or someone who's not real, or someone who's not a human, like an animal. If he says, I don't trust you around that dog, that is not a valid kinoi. So if a husband warns his wife, don't be alone with your father or your brother or something like that, and she goes and has a stira with the father or the brother, she taka does become a sota. But if he says, don't be alone with that four-year-old boy, or don't be alone with that dog, then that is not, even if she goes alone in a room with a little boy or with the dog, it will not make her a sota. That's the din that's derived from the pasuk. Bartzner points out that pachs mibentesh and v'yomechad shen v'yasobiyah, you know, is a little boy, and that's the Rambam Shita, that it means under 9 years old, whereas the Bartzner says, I think it means under 13 years old, but the point is, because the pasuk says, v'shachav ish osa, so we darshin ish v'lo katan, and therefore, ish v'lo misha'eno ish, right, so it excludes a katan, and it excludes someone who's not human at all, like an animal, where you can't have that sota kinoi. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a man marries another, a woman who's pregnant or nursing another man's child, that woman can, since it's a forbidden marriage, Rav Meir says that woman cannot drink the meisota, nor does she receive a ksuba, whereas the Chachamim say, sure she does, because eventually she'll be able to stay married to this guy after 24 months. And then we said that if it's a woman who's unable to have children because she's too old or she never physically matured or some other reason she's unable to have children. So since it's a forbidden marriage, Tanna Kamma says she doesn't drink the meisota nor does she get a ksuba. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees because it's not a forbidden marriage. He could just marry someone else to have children with. And every other woman will either have the option of drinking the meisota and vindicating herself, or not drinking the meisota and losing out on her ksuba. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to drink the meisota, and when she does, and she's vindicated, she's allowed to go back to her husband. An eishes saris also can drink the meisota, and we said that the kinui can be against any of the arayos, any of her relatives, except for a katan or someone who's eino ish, someone who's a katan, which we had a machlokas, whether it means under 13 or under 9, plus anyone who's eino ish, which means someone who's not human like an animal. That's Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey.